In our previous shiur, we had discussed, as our Gemara and Daf Chaf Mabeis Masech the Brachos teaches us, that women are obligated to daven, and we had discussed that according to the Rambam, just like men are obligated to daven every day with a chiyuv d'oraisa, since according to the Rambam, this obligation is not a mitzvah aseh man grama, and is not limited to a specific time or to a specific nusach. According to Rambam, women are also obligated to daven every day. According to the Ramban, the obligation to daven is a drabonon. But according to the Ramban, just like men, the Chazal taught us must daven, Chazal instituted must daven, so too is the halacha. According to the Ramban, for women, as Al Gemara says, Rachmei Ninu. And as we mentioned, most Paiskim follow the opinion of the Ramban. And therefore, according to the Ramban, just like we men have the obligation to daven every day, Shacharis Mincha, so too is the rule for women. But we also discussed that sometimes it's difficult for women to daven, and therefore the Poskim discuss what should women daven if they're unable to daven the entire tefillah. Some Poskim suggest that they're saying Birchas HaTorah every morning, which, as we've discussed in previous shurim, women are also obligated to say Birchas HaTorah, because, as we explained, women have to learn the halachas that apply to them. We said the vart of Reb Chaim Brisker, that Birchas HaTorah are a bracha on the gift of Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael. And Torah wasn't just given to men. Torah was, of course, also given to the women. And therefore, women have to say Birchas HaTorah. So some Paiskim suggest that where they are saying Birchas HaTorah, they fulfill their minimal obligation to daven every day, especially according to Rambam, that there's one bakasha a day, is the chiyuv d'oraisa. Reb Moshe Sternbuch, in the Shailos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos Hanhogos, Chelek Beis Simen Nun, suggests that maybe that shouldn't be the tefillah that women should say every day, that the preferable tefillah, because that is the tefillah Birchas HaTorah is only a tefillah for Torah specifically, and the bekasha, that if a woman wants to fulfill her obligation to daven every day, she should fulfill that obligation preferably with a bekasha that is more broad and not limited just to Torah. And therefore, he suggests that a better tefillah would be the Birchas HaShachar and the Hirotzen that is said every day after we say the Birchas HaShachar. Certainly, as we discussed in our previous year, women should attempt to say at the minimum a bakasha, a request every day to fulfill the Rambam's understanding of tefillah, and similarly they should at least try to say the parsha of Shema V'Ahavta. As we've learned and will learn, there are many halachas that are said regarding Hilchas Tefillah. Regarding, for example, the halacha of a Zman Tefillah, that Tefillah must be said by a certain time. There's a halacha about eating before davening. And the question that come up, do these halachas apply to women as well? So the Meches Yitzchak in Chelek Dalid Simen Chavches suggests that the halacha that we've learned, one may not eat before davening, perhaps we could be a little more lenient regarding women. Why? Because if, as we're saying, according to the Rambam, a woman fulfills her obligation to davening just with a bakasha, so we are not allowed to eat before we daven, and that men may not eat before they davening, and davening means saying the whole tefillah. The women who fulfill their obligation with just the bakasha, so soon as they said their bakasha, especially according to the Rambam, they fulfilled their obligation, and therefore they no longer are under the prohibition of eating before davening. And therefore the halacha would be that as soon as they say the bakasha, that they would be allowed to eat. The Mechitz Chitzchak, however, points out that although this is, of course, a very significant leniency, it also represents somewhat of a chumrah, because the halacha is, and we spoke about this when we spoke about the issue of eating before davening, the Shulchan Aruch says that on Shabbos, you're allowed to have a te'ima before davening, and there is no problem because there is no chiyuv kiddush yet, because there is no chiyuv kiddush before davening. But if we're saying that a woman fulfills her obligation to daven just with any bakasha, so as soon as the woman says a bakasha, she finished davening. At least she's fulfilled her basic obligation. And once she's fulfilled her basic obligation, she's not allowed to eat without making kiddush. So it would turn out that a man can eat something without making kiddush on Shabbos, even before he finished davening shacharis. A woman, as soon as she said any bakasha, if she said Birch HaTorah or Birch HaShachar, would have already a chiyuv kiddush, suggests the Mechitz Yitzchak. The other issue that comes up is Zman Tefillah. We know that there's a Zman Tefillah, we're going to discuss it still in Mitzvah Shem and our Masechta. And the question that comes up is, does the Zman Tefillah apply to women as well? And there's a tshuva in the Shailos HaTshuvos Mishnah Halachis in Chelek Yud Aleph Simen Ayin Hei that sets forth a very important concept in understanding the women's obligation to daven. He explains that when we daven, there are two points in our tefillah. One is, as the Gemara just said, Rachmei Ninu. A person has to make a bakasha, has to ask Hashem every day for his needs. But also, as the Gemara says, the reason we daven is corresponding to the kabbonis of every day that were brought. So the Mishnah Halacha and other Achronim want to suggest that although when men daven, the point of the tefillah is related to these two concepts, that I just mentioned. Women's tefillah, as the wording of the Gemara implies, is strictly rachmei. It's strictly a bakasha to Hashem. And therefore, why is there a din of zman tefillah? Because just like by karbonis, there are only certain times where karbonis may be brought, and times where karbonis may no longer be brought. There are up to a certain time you can bring a certain carbon. So too, tefillah has its zman. So that's only said by men whose tefillah is corresponding to the kabbonis. Women whose tefillah are not corresponding specifically to kabbonis, but the women's tefillah is strictly because of rachmei, so then the halacha would be that they could daven and not be restricted to the zman tefillah because it's because of rachmei. And this point helps, these two points help us understand a number of issues that come up specifically by women. One is women who are mothers, housewives, for them to wait to eat until they could daven may be difficult because they have to take care of their family in the morning. Women who go to school, and in many schools, they daven, the girls daven in school, but they eat breakfast at home. So what is the halacha? So I saw from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, quoted in the Sefer Halichas Bas Yisrael, that he takes a more lenient approach based on what we said previously. And as long as the girl says a bakasha at home, maybe she should also say Krishma, or at least the first word, the first pasuk in Baruch Shem of Krishma, she may eat even though she hasn't yet, even though she hasn't yet davened, and she'll daven when she gets to school. Similarly, it may be, and I'm just thinking about this, it may be that women who are go to work and don't have an opportunity to daven at home before they go to work, even though that there are strict rules about davening when traveling, specifically saying Shmona Esrei when davening, standing, when traveling, it could, and sitting, it could be by women who their tefillah is only because of rachme, not because of kabbonis. So many of the limitations that we find, and many of the halachas that we find regarding tefillah, are said regarding the aspect of tefillah of regarding the aspect of tefillah because of their kabbonis. But if we just explain that that doesn't apply by women, it could be we could be a little more lenient and allow women to daven even on the train or on a or in a car as they go to work. It's probably going to be difficult to be lenient to allow a woman to daven if she's actually the one that's driving. Furthermore, if we follow the opinion of the Ramban that says that just like Chazal said that men should daven, so too women have their obligation to daven. So women aren't limited to davening just shachris, they're also obligated to daven mincha. As far as Ma'ariv is concerned, the Mishnah Berurah says that, as we know, the Gemara says, Mishnah Berurah says this in Sif Katan Dalet and Simon Kofov, since we know that Tefillas Arvis is Rishus, so women who have not been Mekabel, have not accepted upon themselves the obligation to daven Ma'ariv, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah is much more lenient as far as davening, women being obligated to daven Ma'ariv. It's interesting, however, to point out that even there is an interesting debate amongst the Achroinim, what about Shabbos and Yontif? So, number one, there's a Yaivitz that says that the Chiyuv of Tefillah Ma'ariv on Shabbos is a Chiyuv Deraisa. And since there's a Chiyuv Deraisa to daven Ma'ariv on Shabbos for Yontif, not like during the week where it's only Rishus, so like we're explaining, and the Klos Meg Rebbe in Shalos Tshuvos Divrei Yatziv, Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Samach Aleph discusses this, says, so just like women, we're saying, are obligated to daven all the tefillahs that are not just Rishus, so since on Shabbos V'yontif, Ma'ariv is not just a Rishus, that's why they should daven on Shabbos V'yontif Ma'ariv, even if they don't do so all week long. There are other opinions that say just the opposite, because if we look at the tefillah of Shabbos and Yontif, they don't contain bakashas. And since they don't have bakash on it, and our Gemara is saying that why are women obligated to daven? Women are obligated to daven because rachmei ninu, so only during the week where the tefillah is rachmei are women obligated to daven. But on Shabbos and Yontif, where it's not rachmei, maybe on the contrary, they have less of an obligation to daven. Which really opens itself up to another very interesting discussion in the Achroinim, that the Achroinim discuss, are women obligated to daven Musaf? Some Achroinim take the opinion that women aren't obligated to daven Musaf, because Musaf was a carbon that was brought from the Machzis HaShekel, and since it was brought from the Machzis HaShekel, and it doesn't represent a Bakoshes Rachmim, so the Tzlach says that women are exempt from davening Musaf. Many Achroinim disagree with that Tzlach, and they say that the Musaf is not only brought because of the Machzor Shekel. They even suggest if that would be the case, then a man who's under 20 years old, that they also didn't participate in the Machzor Shekel, should not have to daven Musaf. Although I did see that there are Paiskim that suggest that we should avoid sending up as about Tefillah to Musaf a man who's under 20 because he didn't participate in the Machzor Shekel. But most Paiskim disagree. And the reason the Paiskim disagree is because, number one, Shabbos, Musaf on Shabbos is because of Shabbos. And as our Gemara itself here on Daf Chof Amud Beis teaches us, the women are clearly included in the obligation of Kiddush Hayoyim, of Kedusha Shabbos. And since they're included in the din of Kedusha Shabbos, they therefore have the daven Musaf. Another pshat that I saw is that there are two separate rules. There's one rule who participated in the Machzor Shekel. And yes, they didn't participate in giving the Machzor Shekel, but even though they didn't participate in giving the Machzor Shekel, the carbon is not only there for the people who actually participated in giving the money for the carbon. Rather, the carbon is there for all of Klal Yisrael, and therefore women are obligated to daven Musaf. Regarding the issue that we mentioned, that maybe they shouldn't be obligated to daven Musaf or the other tefillos in Shabbos because they're not Rachme, and our Gemara says that women are obligated to daven because of Rachme. So I saw that the Paiskim say that even though the standard Nusach of the tefillah on Shabbos and Yontif indeed is not Rachme, but on the other hand, they say, we're going to learn that the halacha is that if someone forgot himself and started davening the regular Shemon Esra and Shabbos for Yontif, the halacha is that he does continue saying the rest of the tefillah. Why does he continue saying the rest of the tefillah? Why doesn't he have to immediately stop? The Gemara is going to teach us here in our parak. The answer is because it's not that Shabbos v'yontif are excluded from the need for Rachme. Of course, on Shabbos v'yontif, we need Hashem to take care of us as much as we need Him to take care of us all week as well. Just on Shabbos v'yontif, there's a different nusach. So we can't say that Shabbos v'yontif are excluded from Rachme. And since that halacha that I just said of davening, if you started the wrong nusach, you continue. Some Paiskim say it applies by Musaf as well. So therefore, Musaf will also be included in the category of Rachme, and therefore women are obligated to daven Musaf as much as they have to daven the other tefillos as well. The issue that comes up is what should they say? What parts of tefillah are women obligated to say, and what part of the tefillah are they not obligated to say, and what should they say if they have limited time? So based on what we've been learning, it seems that clearly, if women are limited in their time and what they could daven, they should say, firstly, Shmon Esrei. If they have more time, as we've said in the previous year, they should say Krishma, and they should say the Birchas Krishma, because the Birchas Krishma represent Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. And as we said before, there's a strong possibility that women are obligated to say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, even Midaraisa, certainly very possibly Midrabanan. If they have more time, then they should say Psukei Dezimra. Although, as we mentioned in the previous year, when we say Psukei Dezimra, there are two brachas, Baruch She'omar and Yishtabach, and if Tefillah is a mitzvah asay Shezman Groma, then women aren't obligated a mitzvah asay Shezman Groma, and that's why I saw that Rav Avadi Yosef in Shaios HaTshuvos, Yechave Das suggests that women should not say Baruch Sh'amar Nishtabach, because according to the minig of the Sfardim, women don't make brachas on mitzvahs that they're not obligated to say. This is a chiddush of the Yechave Das, because other Paiskim say that even according to the Sfardim, that women that don't make a bracha on mitzvahs aseishas man groma, they can't say Baruch Sh'amar and Yishtabach. Number one, because those brachas don't have the words of Vitzivanu in them, and therefore they're not like other brachas on mitzvahs aseishas man groma, that Sfardim don't make that bracha. And furthermore, they're Birchas HaShvach, and certainly women are included in the Birchas HaShvach. We certainly have, say, women of Ashkenazim do say Psukei Dezimra. The Mishnah Berura certainly quotes that the halacha is that women should say Psukei Dezimra. He quotes Rabbi Akiva Eger who says, the Gemara says in Masechta Brachos, that Flama Beis Amin Aleph, La'olam Yisada Odom Shvachay Shlomokoyim, Vach Kach Yispalo. So part of our davening requires us to first say the Shvachay Shlomokoyim, and afterwards davening, and therefore women are obligated to say Psuka de Zimra. If they're obligated to davening, Psuka de Zimra travels along with the halacha of tefillah. The Mishnah Berurah, however, in the Sharet Zion, quotes the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that takes a different approach. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav's approach is that women aren't obligated to say Pesukah D'Zimra. The Halichas Bas Yisrael quotes Rav Scheinberg Zichrono Levracha, who makes a very interesting observation. He says, the Mishnah Berurah in the Mishnah Berurah quotes the opinion of Rabbi Akiva Eger that women are obligated to Psukei Dezimra. It's only in the Sharet Zion where he quotes the opinion of Shulchan Aruch HaRav. So that's clear that the Mishnah Berurah felt that the proper opinion to follow is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva Eger, not of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. But clearly, because we have the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it seems that it's preferable that women should say, if they have a choice, should they say Krishma and its brachas or Psukah de Zimra? Maybe according to Rikiv Eger, they should say preferably Psukah de Zimra. But since in the Shemoneh Esrei itself, we say the Shvach of Hashem in the first three brachas, and as we've been discussing, the strong obligation of saying Krishma and the brachas for women as well, and we also have the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Rav that says that women are not obligated to say Psukei Dezimra, and we also quoted the opinion of the Yechave Das. Therefore, they should certainly perhaps say the Birchas Krishma and Krishma before, if they're limited in their time, before saying the Chiyuv, before saying Psukei Dezimra. If possible, they should say both. Regarding women reciting the Kabbonis, specifically as we quoted earlier, the Paiskim say that women's tefillah, as Al Gemara says, is strictly because of Rachmei and not because of other reasons. And if that's the case, then women shouldn't have to say Kabbonis, because their tefillah doesn't correspond to the Kabbonis. There are Paiskim, in fact, that I saw that suggest that women are to be more lenient. We could be more lenient with women saying Ashrei Uvolat Zion, because the purpose of saying Ashrei Uvolat Zion is for the reason of Talmud Torah, not for tefillah. And women, we know, as Al Gemara says, are not obligated in Talmud Torah. In the previous year, I quoted the opinion of I quoted the opinion of Reb Moshe Sternbuch in the Me'adim V'Zmanim, Chelek Aleph Siman Tes, that suggested that one of the reasons women are more lenient in davening is because they don't have the proper kavana. So he comments, as do other paiskim, that if we were only more lenient as far as women's tefillah is because of the lack of concentration, the lack of kavana that unfortunately we all experience. So then on the Yomim Noraim, where people, of course, daven with more kavana, so women don't have that exemption. And therefore, as much as we may be lenient, perhaps, with davening, for women davening during the year, there is no excuse on the Yomim Noraim, where women where we all concentrate, and therefore, of course, women should daven the tefillos of Yomim Noraim. The Paiskim also say that just like men should follow the nusach of their fathers, of their communities, when davening, a girl, until she's married, should follow the nusach of her father. Once she gets married, she should follow the nusach of her husband. Even though certainly women cannot be included in a minyan, the Paiskim do say that it's preferable that a woman should daven tefillah b'tzibur. There is a discussion amongst the Paiskim if women are obligated to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Some Paiskim suggest that women may have the same obligation. Many Paiskim are much more lenient. The Magen Avraham is more strict. He says that even though women, this is the Magen Avraham in Reish Pei Beis Sifkat Vav, that says that even though women aren't obligated in Talmud Torah, they are chayiv to hear Kriyas HaTorah. The Mishnah Brura and the Aruch HaShulchan take a much more lenient approach. And I saw that Rabbi Yosef Paskins, that let's say a woman comes late to shul, he says, so of course she should try to come to shul on time, and if she comes to shul on time, she should not, chas v'shalom, leave during the time of Kriyas HaTorah. He says, even though there are those that quote Minhagim, that women would leave by the time of Kriyas HaTorah, that was only in the time when women didn't understand the laning. Nowadays, where our women, Baruch Hashem, certainly understand the Kriyas HaTorah, they should remain. The only thing that he says is that if there's a question that a woman came late to shul, and if she's going to hear Kriyas HaTorah, she's going to end up davening Shachris, she's going to have to end up davening after the Zman Tefillah. So it's better that she should say daven in the Zman Tefillah than to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. Clearly, the Svarim HaKadoshim teach us how very important it is for women to daven. The Yalkut Shemini in Parashas Ekev speaks about an elderly woman that came to shul every day, and she was already very, very old, and she was still healthy, and she didn't have any desire to live anymore. She had nothing, she was so very old, and she came to Rabbi Yossi B'Chalefta, and she asked him, the Malach HaMavah, so to speak, forgot about me. She said, so Rabbi Yossi B'Chalefta said, just stop coming to shul. And indeed, as soon as she stopped coming to shul, she no longer remained alive. Clearly, a woman has very much a place in shul. The Rabbeinu Yoina says, "Tamid tia tefilas ha'av ve'ein shigura b'fihem." Not just a father and a mother should always being bespal abneihem for their children, sheyoyim dei toyer v'tzadikim, that their children should be tamidei chachamim, tzadikim, or baalim midas toivus. And if continues the Rabbeinu Yoina and his Hageris Tshuva, ikas chusa shel isha loylam haba, when this woman will be in Olam Haba, and she will have children who are oivdim l'shem yizbarach, for oisim ritzoinoi, and they do what Hashem wants, v'yirei meisoi, and they yirei shemayim, v'kshibei lomoi, v'yesh b'libam yirei shemayim, v'oiskim b'tayr b'mitzvahs. She's no longer here, but she leaves children who are yirei shemayim, oiskim b'tayr b'mitzvahs, nechshev lo adova azeh ki'ila b'chayim. She is considered as if she still is alive. Voice of Kala Mitzvah says she is doing all those mitzvahs. The tefillah of a parent, the tefillah of a Jewish woman, has such tremendous power. And as we've learned, certainly according to the Ramban, the takon of tefillah that was set for men was set for women equally. And according to the Rambam, the zechiv deraisa for women to daven, may all of our tefillahs always be niskabel baratz.